The Southeast Alaska Food Bank hopes to expand its facilities to accommodate growing demand. KTOO's Kevin Reagan has more.
It's 9:15 on a Saturday morning, and the shelves at the Southeast Alaska Food Bank are pretty bare. When the facility opened 45 minutes ago, there were rows of chicken, cheese, soup, and sandwiches. Now that's mostly left is sour cream and a few loaves of bread. Volunteer Judy Brown helps a visitor fill a box with packages of Oreo cookies.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Brown says there's no limit on how much an individual can take from the food bank. She says today's supply is lighter than usual, so she asks visitors to take things sparingly.
I just want to be fair. I don't want to see anyone not get anything.
About 90 individuals visit the food bank this morning and have walked out with roughly 2,700 pounds of food. The majority of it is locally donated from Walmart, Fred Meyer, and Rainbow Foods. Food bank manager Darren Adams says the amount of supply coming in and out has doubled in recent years.
Once upon a time on a busy Saturday, we would get 15 or 20 people showing up here to get food. When the economy started getting worse and worse, you know, we started seeing more people, and we had to move things around in order to accommodate that number of people.
The increased demand has led to plans for an expansion of the food bank by a quarter acre on a plot of city-owned land along Crazy Horse Drive. Adam says the expansion would allow for the installation of walk-in freezers to store more meat, an item always first to go on a Saturday. He estimates the cost of the project to be minimal for the organization, but says the process is still very much in the talking phase. Community planner Sarah Bronstein of Scheinberg Associates is helping the food bank navigate the complex process of getting the project off the ground.
We will be just sort of looking over the shoulder of the city and making sure that things are moving forward.
The Juneau Assembly needs to approve any changes to the food bank's lease. Bronstein says it's usually a 3-month process, but does not foresee any hesitation from the Assembly.
Part of the reason that the city leases to the food bank is because this is such a critical service that the food bank provides for the community.
The food bank also distributes non-perishable goods throughout the week to community partners, such as the Glory Hole and the Boys and Girls Club of Juneau. Adam says roughly 25% of their supply is donated from individuals, like the students of Floyd Dryden Middle School, who collected over 1,000 pounds of food for the organization this past month.
We live in a very generous community. It never ceases to amaze me how willing people are to want to step up and collect food for us.
The city's planning commission reviewed and approved the project at their Tuesday meeting. It now goes to the Assembly Lands and Resources Committee, which will decide whether to bring it before the full Juneau Assembly for approval. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.